Hey there, and welcome to Tourism Marketing Mastery. I'm your host, Eric Hatterscheidt, and in this episode, this is going to be part two of the booking launch. So if you haven't gone and listened to part one, go listen to that. That'll be the episode right before this one, so you're all caught up. And then in this episode, we're going to reveal exactly how the booking launch was done and what the results were from it. All right, without further ado, let's jump into things.
Hey, my name is Eric Hatterscheidt, and I'm part of a group of independent tourism operators that you've probably never heard of. We deliver experiences that are beyond a photo shoot. When you're not, we actually have to change our guests' lives. But because we don't have unlimited budgets like the big brands, we have to think differently. We have to be clever with our marketing. We need to reach our audiences to make the impact, but we also need to be profitable right from the start. Unfortunately, traditional education is about 20 years behind, and they aren't teaching us what we need to know. So we've decided to take matters into our own hands. We're sharing marketing tactics that work today because we are experienced masters and what we do matters.
Okay, so guess what, guys? This is the episode you've been waiting for. This is where all the details of the booking launch come out. And why are you excited about this? Or why am I excited about this? And why should you be excited about this? Because this has been, I would say, arguably one of the best marketing things that we've done to date. And the best part about this is that I screwed up pretty much everything and it still got amazing results. So I'm going to walk you through exactly what I did, kind of step by step, where I made mistakes. I made more mistakes than I actually got things right, and what I would change next time, and actually what we got out of this booking launch. So let's start off with kind of chronologically how we planned on doing this booking launch, and then what actually happened and what the results were from it. So in the last episode, I talked about the concept of creating a booking launch where we had this waiting list. And then what I wanted to do is I wanted to create intrigue with this waiting list well before the actual launch date. So I wanted to build up anticipation from this list, kind of build to a cruendo. Is that how you say it? I don't know. Cruendo? build that anticipation to a peak. And at that point, unleash the calendar for bookings so that people could book in, and we would see what happened from that. Here's what actually happened. So first of all, initially we set a date for our booking launch of, I believe, December 5th. It was like early December that we thought we'd open up for bookings. And let me tell you something, that date came and it went and we didn't open up for bookings. Part of that, honestly, was just feeling things out. It was like, you know what, does this feel like the time that you'd book a vacation for next year? Not really. The initial reasoning behind setting that date was the fact that we thought maybe it'll be a good opportunity to capitalize on gift certificates. Another massive mistake this year, I hired a developer to put seasonal gift certificates on our site. They did a terrible job. That was my fault. I hired somebody that really hadn't done that before and told me a lot of things that they could do that they couldn't. I should have looked at a track record of what they had done. I didn't. Turns out they didn't have one because they'd never done it before. We had to kind of erase everything. We're still fixing some of that. But in an ideal world, another idea for you guys is absolutely have gift certificates. We've sold them before. We've done promotions before. We're really big fan of doing certificates in this space for grandparents to buy their families. Or vice versa, for families to buy the grandparents with the grandkids. It's just spending time with family. It's a good opportunity for a Christmas present, and it's awesome when they can come and actually spend the time together. Anyway, I digress. That time of year, we decided to focus more on gift certificates, which was a complete flop on just because of my own fault, my own lack of seeing things through properly on that. So lesson learned. But that also meant that the booking launch, it didn't feel like the right time to launch it. When it actually came around to that time, it just felt like people were too focused on Christmas and not really thinking about what their vacation would look like. So we left things, and what I should have done is I should have started building some anticipation in that season. And the reality was I was just getting bogged down with work itself, and I wasn't in the mind space of creating new things for the booking launch. So lesson number two out of this was make sure you create all your emails beforehand. And this is unfortunate that I'm telling you this because I know this. I've actually had this conversation with clients in the past where I say, hey, if you're going to do any kind of launch, create all your emails beforehand, do them all together in one day, sit down and do them. And of course, you know what happened? I was like, oh, I'll do that on a separate day. Let me just put the waiting list here, start filling it up, and then I'll spend time to sit down and create all these emails to create anticipation. And you know what I didn't do and didn't schedule time for was actually creating those anticipation emails. I absolutely should have. And I'm already creating them for next year. I've already started creating these emails. However, I totally bombed this year, so I didn't create a series of emails to build anticipation. By the way, if you're listening to this, let me give you my rough schedule for when those emails go out. Generally speaking, if you're doing this right, I'd like to send out emails about 6 months before the date, if we're doing any kind of launch. So six months before, I'll send out an email, and I wouldn't even give that many details. I actually won't give hardly any details, and I'll do that intentionally. So that first email 6 months before is just, hey, we've got this really exciting thing happening. We can't tell you much about it, but we're going to be revealing everything that we've been working on, everything we've been doing. So keep your eyes open for other emails that are coming out. And then from there, you kind of drip little bits of information. So that first email is about 6 months out. From there, my next email is usually about 5 months out. In that email, that's when I'll actually announce kind of a few more things around what we're doing at a broad level. So I'll say, hey, here's some of the new things we're coming out with this year. And I just say what they are, but I won't, in a word. For example, I might say, hey, we've created an entirely new game for the guests to play this year. And we're calling it paddleball. Is that what we called it? Canoe ball, sorry. and that's all I'll say. And I'll say, wait for the details to come out as we go. So that's about 5 months before. And then each month, I'll send out another kind of reminder email. Hey, then that 5 month email, I'll also give the dates. So typically I would give, this is the date that we're opening for bookings. Kind of glad I almost didn't, because I didn't want to, I guess, open December 1st, open up for bookings. Just because that wasn't the mindset we were at. We were also nervous to open up early January because we thought the budget wouldn't be there, but you'll see later that is when we ended up actually opening up for the booking launch. So anyway, going back to my email sequence here, 6 months before you do a teaser, 5 months before you do a bit of a reveal where you just say what it is, but you don't give any of the details. And then the same. So 5, 4, 3, 2, those emails are just basically copy and paste of the previous email. It's just that the people, what you're doing is you're creating a sense of importance by having multiple emails there. And then from there, we'll do an email. So that one email 1 month before, then we'll start sending out emails a little bit more frequently. Then I'll send out an email 2 weeks before, and then I'll send out an email 1 week before. This is 1 week before launch date. And then 3 days before. And in the 3 days before, I will actually send out an email every day. So 2 days before, 1 day before, and on the day of, I'll actually announce it 4 times in that 1 day. And the reason for that, and you might say that's excessive, but the reason for that is that we do our announcements on social media as well as email. And you might know this from your own social media life. If you happen to be on social media, you're only typically going to be seeing roughly the last 4 hours of posts. You have to scroll quite a bit deeper to find anything beyond that. So knowing that, we post around 4 times in a day, the day of, just because if we want anybody to see that, or we would for sure would like our audience to see that, chances of them seeing it are much slimmer if we only post once. So we post 4 times, kind of spread evenly throughout the day. So there's a high reasonability that a good chunk of our audience is going to see it. And then we would do that booking launch date. So essentially announcing everything we've been working on for the year, and then open up for bookings. And then for that next week, in an ideal world, we would look at giving some kind of additional bonus to create urgency. And then at the end of the week, we take that bonus away. Or maybe we'd have a special rate, whatever that looks like, we would open up for that week. And then at the end of that week, that goes away, and then it goes back to the normal offering. So unfortunately, here's how it actually went down. That's ideal. That's your ideal email sequence. And also in those emails, as you get to that the week before, typically what I'll do in those emails as well is I'll start answering some frequently asked questions about the offer in general. And then on the day of, then that's when I reveal everything that we've been working on in detail. That we actually did do. I'll tell you guys where you can find that if you want to take a look when I talk a little bit more about what actually happened. And then from there, it's just basically repeating some of the things you've been working on in detail for the week that you're open for that special offering to create that urgency before you move on. The other thing that I would have ideally liked to have had is I wanted to actually see if we could build some kind of software that had a countdown with here's how many bookings we have left. So there was an ever-present visual. I couldn't find that. I did some searching, but I wasn't able to find it. I'm sure if I had searched harder, I could find something that would have like a countdown that would auto update, but I didn't find it. So we did kind of a manual version of it. So let's actually talk about what happened. So those were all the things that we should have done. Here's what actually happened, and you'll see I missed out like 80% of it, and we still got good results. So we totally bypassed the December 5th launch date, and then around January 5th, my mom, because we're a family-run resort, mom came to me and was like, hey, we need to do this booking launch because I'm starting to get people are starting to ask about like when they can book, which, you know what, in hindsight, that was kind of a good thing, because what we did is we waited for the market to tell us when they were starting to think about bookings rolling in, where it was getting to the point where they're like, hey, we really want to do this. Can you open up for bookings? Or when are you going to be like, that was their question. When are you going to be opening up for bookings? Because we'd really like to start booking now. We started getting more of those phone calls. And I believe that question started coming in around January 5th, if I'm not mistaken. And then the launch date wasn't exact. It was more my mom coming to me and saying, hey, we have to do this. And I didn't want to rush it because I thought we had a bit more time. But mom was like, I need to open up for bookings because we've got a lot of questions going. And so because this was an experiment, I didn't want to push the boundaries too far. And so within a few days of that, I'm going to say somewhere between the 8th and 10th, because I don't have the calendar right in front of me, we actually put out the email for the booking launch. So we opened up to that wait list that had been building all year, or not all year, but since I believe August or July or August, to that wait list, which had around 200 families on it, from what I recall. We definitely had more people signing up in the summer, and then it kind of dropped off a bit in the late fall, which doesn't surprise me because usually our traffic to our website drops off dramatically then. So we had roughly 200 families that had signed up for the wait list. And so we put the announcement out to the wait list that we were open for bookings. We did that initially as one email, and then I also announced that on all the different social media platforms. I also, in the email saying we're open for bookings, I also detailed a couple of the things that we were working on, and then I put a link to the Facebook Live post that I did. So I did a Facebook Live that explained all the new activities, new things, new experiences, I should say, that we were working on at the resort. And I just put a link to that. And then from that Facebook Live in the comments, I said, hey, if you want to take advantage, book now, you can go to this link here, which would just take them to our contact form, or you can phone our phone number and book directly there. So what actually transpired? Did that big announcement on that day, announced it across all the channels, also sent it out in an email. And within 2 days, we were, I believe, 50% booked, like 52% booked. It was somewhere in the low 50s. So within a couple of days, we were 50% booked for our high season and around 20% booked for our low season. I sent out another email that was just an update, and I sent this email out to everyone on our list. So not just the wait list, but everyone, including the wait list. Every person that was out there, I sent out an email, and I'm a fan of what we call the ugly email. So instead of sending out something that's like very promotional looking, it looks like I wrote the email just to you. So what I did is I wrote an email, and in that email I said, hey, I just thought I'd let you know, like I'd reach out and let you know that we're trying something new this year called the booking launch, and we're now over 50% booked, and we just opened a couple of days ago. And that was true. We just opened this up a couple of days ago. We're already over 50% booked for the high season. So if you'd like to get your slot in this year, I just wanted to let you know that you should probably have a conversation with your family or with your spouse or partner or whatever. I don't remember exactly how I said that email, something along those lines. And you should put your form in so that we can process it and make sure that we get your spot this year. So after we sent that email out, the hey, I just thought I'd let you know this is what's going on. In the next couple of days, we bumped our bookings up to around 75% in the high season, and then we were probably around 30% in the low season. Then over the next few days, I continued to go onto social media. So basically this whole week, I went on social media, and close to every day I was on there at least once a day, and I was making announcements on things that we were working on. I would repeat myself often in terms of just going into further details with some of the new things that we were creating and why it was going to be worth booking this year. And then at the end of that week, I think we were at 75 or 80%, I believe 80% booked, something like that. And then I sent out another email saying, hey, I know we were 50% booked at the beginning of the week. We were like 70% at the couple of days ago. And now we're 80% or 85% booked. So I just want to let you know we're booking up rapidly. So you might want to just another reminder. And then, to be honest, I thought things would speed up. That's not exactly what happened. Things actually slowed down a little bit. But they still had bookings. I shouldn't say they. We still had bookings coming in. So we are about 2 weeks after the fact, or 3 weeks after the fact, we're about 95% booked. And again, this is my own fault. I actually stopped promoting it after that. So we're like almost fully booked for our high season. What we have had actually is we're almost fully booked for our high seasons. We've had to actually turn away a lot of people that were asking for times, and we're surprised. We've had a lot of emails from families saying like, oh, like they were asking for summer bookings in January, and we said, sorry, like all these slots are booked. And there was really only a couple of cabins, couple of weeks left that were on the tail ends of the season that were not as ideal. And so we were getting a lot of responses like, oh, we didn't think you'd be booked this full already. And so some of those we're able to actually push off into the off season. So usually into the spring, a couple into the fall. And so what it's meant for us is that essentially within a span of let's be fair and say 3 weeks, we are close to fully booked for our high season. And we're about 60% booked for our off season, which is pretty huge. So now let's give you a little bit of context, because I'm like, okay, well, that sounds great. A lot of you don't struggle to book your high season. You struggle a little bit more to book your off season. We've seen the off season bookings are continuing to come in from this. A lot of times because we're reverting people off of the high season. So we're managing to have conversations to push them in. Not always, obviously a lot of people that want the summer, they want the summer. But a normal year for us at that stage of year, because now I'm a little bit further along, but at that stage of the year that we had that booking launch, typically in our best years, if we allowed people to just book in, we would be, I'm going to say somewhere around 30 something percent booked, just from people bringing, like just calling in, whatever, normal bookings coming in, we'd be about 30% booked for our high season, and our low season would be even less, like maybe 10% for that same time of year. For us, at the end of that 2 week period, three week period after the booking launch, we were close to fully booked, 90 something percent booked. For the high season, and like 60% booked for our low season. So really good, like really, really good, good numbers. And that is with me screwing almost every step of the way, screwing something up, and not either not doing what I should have done or doing it not properly. And it still worked for us. It worked really, 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 really well. These are the highest numbers that we've ever had this early in the season in terms of being booked up. So what did I learn and what I'm going to do differently next year? I learned that it worked. It definitely worked, even though I screwed a few things up. So what am I going to do next year? Next year, I'm definitely going to be building a lot more anticipation prior to. This system in itself, I think it's a good thing because it actually forces you to continually innovate in your business, because you have to have a reason to have people get excited and say, hey, these are the things that we've been working on this year. Not all of our things were big, by the way. Some things we're building new infrastructure. We're building new things for the kids, which is kind of a big deal. Some big ticket items, like we're building a whole new play fort area, which is pretty huge. We're creating new experiences. We created a new game, which we're kind of tying into our culture. While the guests are here, we also created an additional, we're really, really enhancing a pre-existing game. We had a treasure hunt, kind of like a scavenger hunt, treasure hunt. We're really upping the game, on that side of things. There's a few other things too that are not necessarily like massive innovations, but we're banning plastic bottles this year. Like disposable bottles. And we got seven things. I don't even remember what they are, but we had seven new things that we're working on. And here's the other thing, actually, when we were doing an announcement, we said, here's seven new things that we're going to tell you guys about. And we actually have three additional bonus things that we won't tell you about that are going to be a surprise when you get here. And they're pretty cool bonuses. I'm not going to tell you guys about them. I want to make sure that we run them. I'll tell you about them in future podcasts, but I can't tell you about them right now. Our bonuses, I'm actually more excited about our bonuses than the actual seven things that we came up with. If you guys want to check out the announcement for the seven things, you're going to have to work for it. But you go to the Cozy Cabins Nature Resort, our Facebook page. And if you're on there, you can dig a little bit and you can find my announcement from early January, where we talk about what are the things that we've been working on that year. If you want to see how it was done, what we're actually doing, what are things that we worked on, you can go and check it out there. If you're listening to this podcast, I want to help you out. I'm not even going to be offended if you come up with your own versions of the things that we've been working on. Go take it, make it your own, make it a win. Don't copy it directly. Use your own version of what it is we're doing. Not because I'm offended if you copy me. I'm what's the word I'm looking for? Honored. I'm flattered if you want to copy what we're doing, but it's not going to be in your best interest to copy exactly what we're doing. You want to model it. You want to say, hey, what can we do if we do this in our own way, using your own brand personality? It's going to be more special to you that way, using your own brand personality and saying, hey, how are we doing this and how are we making it our own? So, all right, that's what I got for you guys as far as what this looked like, what the model looked like, how we put it together. I hope that was some valuable information for you. I really hope that if you guys are listening, or if one person is listening to this and actually goes and does it, they get some results from it. That would be awesome. I just want to make sure that I'm delivering some value to other operators in the industry, because this business can be hard. There's a lot that goes into it, into running anything in tourism, but especially running a boutique destination. There's definitely challenges. So if you can take this information and it has an impact on your business the same way it had on ours, that would be a massive win for me. I'd love to hear from you. That would be cool too. We actually have an email now. So if you have any questions in general around what you're doing with your marketing, I'm going to take those questions. I'm going to be answering on the podcast. So you can write into support@tourismmarketingmastery.com. So yeah, use that email, support@tourismmarketingmastery.com. You can write in your questions. Every question that comes in right now, I'll answer. I'll actually get back to you and I will address on the podcast as well. So if you've got any questions and you want free marketing insight, I'm obviously not, I don't have the answers to everything, but I do have some context and I have a marketing background, which sometimes helps just looking at it from that perspective. Write in, let me know what your question is, what your challenge is, and I'll answer that for free. I might even take a couple of those if they're really good. I might get in contact with you and we'll jump on a call. We'll do a free consulting call. Let's commit to that. I can do a free consulting call with you up to an hour where I'll work through your problem free of charge if you write me in a question. So write in to support@tourismmarketingmastery.com and let me help you out. No obligation to do anything beyond that. Let me help you out. Free marketing consulting call. And then the only stipulation there is that if I'm helping you out, you have to be willing to help out the rest of the audience that's listening to this, which means that we're going to be publishing that call. We can bleep out your real name and your real resort if you want to keep things private. No problem there. But I'm sure if you have an issue, there's a lot of other individuals out there that have a similar challenge. And I'll work through exactly what we would be doing if we were in your shoes and how to overcome that hurdle. Okay, hopefully I'm not droning on. Just want to help out other operators that are out there. So thanks a lot for listening. Really, really hope that this was something that gave you some insight, give you a different idea of trying something new that hasn't been done so far in the industry. And I hope that you're able to replicate our results or at least come part way, which I think would help a number of operators that are out there. All right. Thanks a lot for listening, guys. I'll catch you all next week.